Yesterday, three firefighters died and another four were injured fighting wildfires in central Washington. Across the West, more than 1 million acres of land have burned in 100 separate fires. Fast-moving wildfires in north central Washington have forced the evacuations of Winthrop and Twisp. Some of those residents headed downriver to the town of Pateras. The town is a 40-minute drive down the Mettow Valley from Twisp, close enough to be hazy from the smoke, but far enough away to feel like a safe place to spend the night. Alex Heimer runs the Sweet River Bakery in Pateras. This morning, he saw a different town.
Well, the town is full of campers and tents, and the park is been opened up. We usually irrigate this beautiful memorial park we got over here, but right now it's opened up to tent camping. But these aren't people who are spending the night, a couple nights. It's just one, and then they're gone. It's interesting to see. It's migrants. You see a migratory flow of people in temporary housing, and it's strange to see.
So when people come in for their morning coffee, what kind of conversations are going on?
There's fear. There's the people who are moving from there that are being evacuated, and they need to be moved, and they want information, and they don't even necessarily know where to go. The cell tower is out. Our main cell tower is out that serves halfway up the Mettow Valley here in Pateras and Verizon customers over in Brewster. And so there's no, with as many people who don't have landlines right now, there's so many people who don't have any phone or internet connection. So we're hearing a lot of people here in Brewster, or here in the bakery, just wanting the internet. They just want to talk to their family and tell people they're okay.
What's their mood like? People who've been who had to leave their homes. What kind of things are they telling you?
Well, there's the first timers who are terrified and scared. It's horrible. This happened to us last year. It's horrible to walk away and not know what's going to happen, and then come back the next day and find ashes on the ground of where your house was.
So that's first timers. But there's people coming in who've gone through this drill before.
Yeah, well, even a week ago, the fire up at Alta Lake here, which was really hurt last year, it burned one of the new houses that was built from one of the fires that, from one of the house burns last year. So, those kind of people who get evacuated from their rebuild of the fire-burnt house the very next year, that's just heartbreaking.
So their house got burned down, they rebuilt it, and then the second house got burned down.
Exactly.
Wow.
And it's just, so you got those people who are being evacuated from their rebuilds, and those people are just, miserable.
Beyond media and cell phones and the internet, are people actually getting information there at the bakery? Are they finding out what's going on from you and others there?
Well, we try and our best. It's actually a policy in a small town that we've made here to not try to propagate rumors from our side of the counter unless it's super credible. And so some things that happen in here are really credible, and one of them is we get the firefighters who come in who are actually fighting the fire. And so this morning we heard from a group of firefighters, for example, about the three that died last night and how they were actually driving off-road to get away from the fire and ended up wrecking the car in addition, and then being overtaken afterwards. And it was just real, real tragic. But that, we'd consider credible because we heard it from there.
You're in a hurry to leave. What are you going to be doing after we talk?
I'm heading straight to my dad's house. He lives 13 miles up the valley here, and we're going to be moving the equipment in, protecting the house, getting any weeds and stuff that need to be taken care of. And last year, there was fire all around. His house was completely surrounded by fire, and the firefighters there were actually able to keep the house from burning. But our neighbors, 100 feet away, they lost all their outbuildings, and my house was surrounded by a ring of fire. It was intense. So, me and all the neighbors have been pretty, we've been doing the tractor lines and mowing the lawns down to the ground and all that kind of stuff out in the rural country.
Alex, for a lot of folks, getting burned out once would be enough. They would just want to leave. Why do you stay?
Oh, it's way too pretty. It's, when the fire goes away, it's amazing out here. That's why everybody comes and visits, It's just gorgeous. We live in a gorgeous place, and unfortunately, fire's part of it.
That's Alex Heimer. He runs the Sweet River Bakery in Pateras, Washington, just downriver from Winthrop and Twisp. Those towns were forced to evacuate last night due to fast-moving wildfires.